Saturday, and welcome to the Mr. Styles Podcast, and that's Season 5, Episode 34, the week that was for April 1st, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Even though this is for the week of April 1st, there are no April Fool's jokes embedded in this podcast. Pause for some espresso. Welcome to this Saturday afternoon podcast. It's a little bit after 12. It was supposed to be a Saturday morning podcast, but alas and alack. It was a lazy day curling up with Charlie, hanging out watching some movies, and tried getting this to be the first recording of the season outside. We got a little too cold, so I had to move everything back inside, and that has delayed the episode. So, in this episode that is now indoors, it was hoping to be outdoors, we're going to review the shortened week that was for April 1st, 2024. We're going to tell a dad joke, preview the upcoming short week. It's a full week, but it's abbreviated. We'll talk about that. All of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Styles Podcast and That. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. The whining you hear in the background is a bad puppy who has been placed in her crate because she keeps chewing on things. So if you hear that, she's fine. She just doesn't want to be put in her crate. But she should have thought about that before she started chewing on things in the house. We're jumping right into student emails, and we have a student email, and it comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It begins, Mr. Sal, you said we can choose our own style of project for the solar eclipse creativity assignment. Are you being for real? Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. I am totally being for real. Or as they like to say in the mean streets of Western PA, for real, for real. Your specific question was, could you work with a friend and make a song? I said, you know, it sounds like a great idea. We'll discuss it more on Monday because as long as you're dealing with or focusing on the eclipse or something related to the eclipse or like society in general that's going on during the eclipse, we're good. The assignment's more than just being creative. I want creativity built into it, but I wanted to focus on the topic of the eclipse. So back and forth through email, it was going to take too long to get good information. So I figured we'll wait till I'll discuss it with you on Monday when we get into school. And it sounds like a great assignment. So as long as it's focused on the eclipse, we'll be good to go. I just need to get some extra information before I say it's a definite yes. Remember, sorry, pausing for espresso. There's such little Demitasse mugs, but that's the whole point of espresso. Anyway, I digress. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. In the subject line, put student email of the week. And that's either in your Schoology messaging system or the email. And then in the body email, place your comments or questions. Not only do you get enrichment points for your efforts, but you get your email read on this highly popular and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet podcast, Mr. Styles Podcast and That. So, the week in review. We're going to kind of split things up and then pull everything together. We're going to start off with the regular U.S. classes on Tuesday. You took notes about the Berlin blockade and airlift because Monday was the last day of spring break. I forgot about that. That was the last day of spring break. We had no school, April 1st. Then, Tuesday, US 2 classes came back. We talked about the Berlin blockade and airlift, the concept of mad mutually assured destruction, and brinksmanship, our military and political policies during the early of the Cold War. Those notes are posted in Schoology. They're linked. They're up in the Google Drive. You can pull them down. You can make copies of them They're just not set up for you to edit them because those are the class notes. Honors US 2. You guys also started the week with the last day of spring break on April 1st, and we came back to school. We began some miscellaneous notes on the Cold War, discussing the atomic age, how this concept of atomic bombs was rolled out to American society. Talked about some alliances, the NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which was the United States, Canada, and our Western European allies. And because we set up NATO, Soviets had to have theirs, and they called theirs the Warsaw Pact. However, their countries were kind of forced to join because, well, the Eastern European countries didn't really have free will. They were kind of bullied by the Soviet Union to do what the Soviet Union wanted them to do. They're called satellite countries for that purpose. So we talked about that. I believe we got into a little bit about the space race, but not too much. Or possibly not at all about the space race. I think we're going to pick that up next week. So most of it was video based. If you want me to, I will create a video of the notes and post it right now. I don't have that video up, but message me, let me know, and I will get that posted for you. Charlie's whining because she's being bad, and I have her in the crate. Sorry, Charlie. I'm going to be mean today. You're being bad. You have to stay there until I'm done with the podcast. So we're going to combine all the classes because from there on out, I was out sick on Wednesday. You guys were to use that day to look over your notes. And I also posted a review guide. It was linked in Schoology for you to use if you so chose to look over it. It wasn't for points. It was for you to check your notes and see how well your notes were, if you could answer the questions. We will be having a quiz coming up on these Cold War notes sooner rather than later. And then on Thursday, I was back in school. We discussed the Eclipse creativity options. You're to choose one assignment style from the list of projects or come up with your own idea, such as the student who said they wanted to write a song. That's fine too. I'm sorry, but we have a whiny puppy in the background. So you probably hear her, and that's just going to have to be that way because she is being bad today. She was spoiled all morning. Maybe that is the problem. Anyway, so the whole point of the Eclipse creativity options, talk to you guys in class. We interviewed on the PACT pod, another podcast I do, Mr. Kevin Honeycutt, and he is big into having students create things. I like you guys creating things, and I like posting your work. It will be published. So for this, we're creating a historical record for this once-in-a-lifetime event, and we'll discuss more on that later. But you're going to create that historical record one way or another. We have various options, so we went over that. Then I had a notebook check on Thursday for regular US 2 classes. And on Friday, you were to look through your notes and pull words you believe were important enough to make into a word wall. Submit those in Schoology by the end of the class period. And then there was a second assignment, and that is for you to look over the options for the Eclipse creativity. And that's all linked in Friday's folder. It takes you to a document. It explains the various options, and off of those various options, there's also more links to take you out to YouTube videos that explain in better detail. I got a lot of that from the Write Across America National Writing Project's website, and I pulled a lot of those in from there. That is going to be due by 2:20 on Monday. Even though we get out of school at 11:30, you have until 2:20 on Monday to tell me what you want to do, so it gives you time to think about it. I also added the study skills resources on each class's Schoology page in the folder labeled Important Class Links and Resources. There is a link labeled Note Taking. It takes you to the class wiki where I've curated a number of study skills along with explanations on how to utilize them. Everyone learns differently. We talked about this deeply on Thursday in period two, kind of got on the soapbox. You know, don't work harder, work more efficiently. If what you're doing, you know, if you're studying the night before the test, you're studying 4 hours and you're still not getting the grade you want, studying 6 hours isn't going to help. You've got to find a better way for you to work so you're not spending huge chunks of time and not getting the result you want. There's other ways to learn. We just got to find the right way for you. So that's all linked in Schoology. As the fourth 9 weeks is rolling out, I've had students coming in getting pocketed folders and notebooks. I still have some. So especially the pocketed folders, come see me. I will get you those. Don't buy them. I have them for free. Pause for a sip of. Pause for a sip of espresso to make sure my iPad, the screen went to screensaver, make sure it was still running and not just babbling into something that isn't recording. That would be bad. I'm rambling a little bit, but I'm kind of caffeinated up on my espresso today. So, the What's Up New Brighton Club, we're working on our next show that's going on. Oh, and I also rolled out the Sphero robot. You guys were fiddling around with that in class. We're going to incorporate that into classwork some way, somehow. And you guys will have ability for that to use that in class. Also, let you know, I have another couple tables, different types of tables coming in to rearrange the classroom and work on the seating. So that is in the process of being changed. So there's a lot going on in class. Now, normally this is where the siren sound would go off. You know what? But I'm not going to do the siren sound, but I am going to take a musical break and recollect myself as I ramble on in, to paraphrase, Led Zeppelin. Try and be calm. I'm definitely cool because I was outside and it's kind of chilly. The question is, am I collected? I do not know, but we will find out as we continue on with this episode. That's kind of funny. When I was just sitting here pouring my espresso, playing the music over the iPad, Charlie was quiet. I start talking. She wants to be on the podcast and started whining again. Okay, this is normally where the siren sound would play, but we're not going to play it this week. But we are going to go over the option enrichment assignments. They're still around. We have the stick together activities. Those are linked at mrsal.edublogs.org, mrsal.edublogs.org. They're available for you to complete. I have weekly coding projects. We do have the Sphero robot, which you can do now. And there's also a bunch of other activities in the choice board that's linked in Schoology. So check those out. Let me know if you want to do something on your own. Give me the idea. I can approve it. I just want to know what it is before you go do it, and we'll go from there. So that takes care of that. Now, we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled podcast. I know. But as we get back to our regularly scheduled podcast, it's now time for your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. This week's dad joke of the week is courtesy once again of the book I got for Christmas, Exceptionally Bad Dad Jokes. So frightfully awful, yet wonderfully spiffing, as my voice cracks. Ugh. Are you ready? Why do chicken coops only have two doors? Why do chicken coops only have two doors? Anybody? Anybody in the virtual audience? Yes, you in the back. Because if they had four doors, they would be called chicken sedans. Get it? Chicken sedans? Four doors? Two doors a coupe? Four doors a sedan? Oh, rough crowd today. Rough crowd today. We're going to move on to next week's preview. On Monday, we have an early release due to the solar eclipse. You have to choose a project style and turn it in. Your decision of which style project, not the project itself, by 2:20 p.m. I don't have a final due date on the project. I'm going to see what everyone's choosing, and we're going to work from there. I will be very truthful. If it's just a research and writing, that'll probably be due sooner rather than later because you guys are good with the research and such. So once I see what projects we have lined up, that's when we'll come up with a due date. Then on Tuesday, you will have time in class to begin working on your solar eclipse projects. I'll roll out the details and the rubrics and such for you. Rubrics are made up. I have to see what type of project you're making before I give you a specific rubric for that specific project. Then the rest of the week is in play from there. We're either going to do some extra work on your eclipse projects or delve back into the Cold War topics and get those word walls created from the list of words you were to turn into me on Friday. I'm getting those graded and collated this weekend. So if you turn in your project, it's getting put on an overall document for your class period. And we'll work on those next week at some point in time. So what's up, New Brighton? We do have people coming in to record and edit parts of the show. And that's pretty much the week in preview. A lot's in play depending on what goes on with the projects. So school announcements, they are as follows. This is our only full week in the month of April, and that's not an April Fool's joke. It's our only full week, and yet we still get out early on Monday, 11:30. We're going to run classes periods 1 through 5, regular homeroom. At the end of fifth period, students who eat lunch will eat lunch. Period 6 and 7, you guys on the way out, you'll go out the main doors of the school, and your homeroom teacher would have taken a lunch cut, I believe, on Friday, and you'll have a bag lunch to take with you. So that's what's going on then. Also, check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative, it's fun, it's student-run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month. What's Up New Brighton also has a new TikTok channel. Check that out. Did you know you can check out ebooks from the school library over the school year and over the summer, including breaks, spring break, weekends, whenever. Check with Mrs. Berger for details. See Ms. D or myself if you need help with that. We still have colleges coming to the high school for college visits. Please check out the notifications in my room and right outside of my room for the list, also in guidance. So this is going to wrap up the podcast. This Charlie's sitting there whining because she refuses to behave. I've let her out 3 times, guys. I'm not being mean. I've let her out of the crate 3 times, and the first thing she does is run over the area rug, pull it back, and start chewing on stuff. She even did it outside. So this is a necessary timeout for her. Yes, I'm talking, and she's looking at me like, oh, man. Telling everybody I'm being bad. Yes, I am, Charlie. So, as I get ready to end this podcast, this rambling podcast, we're up at 19 minutes already. I want to mention several things. The first is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are of my own doing and not those of any other entity or organization. If you're mad at something, please don't blame anyone else. Send me some constructive criticism. If you like what you hear, send me some complimentary remarks. I appreciate those too. Another thing I want to mention are several organizations, we'll go that wording, and websites that do a lot of good for others, especially, you know, with everything going on in the world today. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. That is PAECT.org. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PACT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere else you find great podcasts such as Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify. Check us out, PACT. We are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another website is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. That is 211.org or dial 211 on your phone. And then with this past week, with all of the incessant rain and flooding, hopefully all of you guys stayed safe. I've added the website 511pa.com to this list. It's a great resource for travelers. Any time of year, actually, 511pa.com shows you driving conditions across the state, where the location of snow plows are. We had a lot of rain. Northeastern PA got thumped with snow. I think Northwestern did too. We had Route 65 by Riverside High School was closed. There were other roads that were closed. You go to 511pa.com or download the app 511PA or call 511 on your phone. It gives you a list of road closures, shows you live traffic cams if you're on a smartphone or a computer. It gives you the traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. It is a fantastic resource. I use it a lot. Check that out. That's 511pa.com or 511 on your phone or the 511PA app. That is going to wrap everything up for today's episode. It's a little long, but that's okay. We're at 22 minutes. It's still not one of my longer episodes, but there is a lot of rambling. I apologize for that. It is the espresso kicking in. So everybody, it is 12:34. Have a great rest of your weekend. I'll see you guys Monday. Take care. If I could just get the...